We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and we had learned that sometimes when something is publicized, when a piece of Lashon Hara is said in front of a group of people, so then if one mentions it in passing, that's okay, because technically it's already public knowledge once it's being mentioned in front of three people. The Chafetz Chaim said that you have to know that those three people are the talkative type. If one of them or all of them are people who watch their tongue and they won't tell it over, so then you don't know that it's become public information, you're still prohibited from publicizing it. The Chafetz Chaim also said that you're not allowed to publicize it with the intention of hurting a person's reputation. It's just in passing. If it comes up and you mention it, it's not Lashon Hara once it's public information. But that doesn't allow us to purposely malign a person's reputation. Od nireli, further it would seem to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, didavka beota ir sheshama ba'apitlata mutar legalot, that only in that city where it's known that you heard it and they're going to tell it over, that's where it's permissible to tell over. Mishum dechavra chavrei leik, because people talk to one another. Aval lo be'ir acheret, but not in another city, af deshayrot mitzuyot mizo lezo, ayen biver mayim chayim. Even though there are caravans going from one city to the next, nonetheless, you can't assume the word got out so far. And he says, look at the footnote where I went into details. We have to wonder today, where people's communication is not limited to their city. When people want to blab, they put it on Facebook, they put it on Twitter, they put it on WhatsApp. You know, information travels very fast. The flip side of it is that there's so much information out there that if you have 300, 500 friends on Facebook and you're following everyone, every 5 minutes, your page changes, saying people post so much nonsense that who bothers reading what everyone else writes? I mean, you got to be really bored and dumb to follow what everyone else is posting. So I don't know how that works. Meaning, you could argue that if someone posted on Facebook, you know, so and so did such and such, that's public information because that's viewed by hundreds, if not thousands, of people. The flip side of that is that it might not be viewed by hundreds or thousands of people. You know, 10 years ago, when I started my website, so there weren't that many websites for Torah out there. And so my website was one of the highest rankings. If you did a search for Torah, you found the information. Today, go find my website. You know, the internet's become so vast. Every second, there's so many millions of pieces of information that are posted online that it's hard to say that just because someone posted something on Facebook that makes it public information. It's accessible to the public, but that doesn't mean anyone ever read his post. I don't think most people spend their lives reading everyone else's posts. See, I'll be shocked if you'll tell me that people at the end of the day catch up on all the posts. Saying, I don't think anyone does that. So that's why I'm not sure that you could say that just because something was posted in a public forum, that makes it public information anymore, because there's so much information there, I don't know whoever reads it. Yes?
Even assuming that it is public information, don't we have that rule to make sure that it's the truth? Because even if it's public information, and you say it and repeat it, what if it's a lie?
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. The fact that it's public information does not make it true. 100%. I got engaged twice before I started dating. I wasn't in the country, and rumors went out that I was engaged. I got phone calls from Israel telling me Mazel Tov, and I wasn't yet dating. Twice, rumors went out that I was engaged, and I wasn't yet dating. Now, go figure. I don't know. I don't know who spread the rumor, and I don't know why. Like, what do you benefit from such a thing? I don't know how that happened. And that's before I started dating. So, yes, rumors can go out, and yeah, you're 100% right that you definitely have an obligation to know if something's true before you pass it on, and you have an obligation not to purposely try to ruin someone's reputation. That's also true. Yes?
The smart boys, they don't lie. They just take out
that's also true.
If you read the thing right, it's very smart. Everything they write.